Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the balance of the hour, we continue to feature the men of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from the Elgins, R. Dean Taylor, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, Eddie Kendricks, Smokey Robinson, and Rare Earth. Well, first up this half hour, the Elgins. And put yourself in my place right here on Motown Memories.
Ooh, put yourself in my place. See if you can stand the awful hurt I feel inside. And oh, put yourself in my place for just a little while. Live through the loneliness, the endless emptiness I go through. You ain't been treated right, but you know heartaches are sad. Sitting by the telephone, being left all alone, then you know why I'm feeling bad.
With Tom Fallon.
To talk.
Michael Jackson on his own with Got to Be There, reaching number four in the pop charts of 1971. That was a hit while he was still part of the Jackson 5. Before that, we heard from R. Dean Taylor and his big hit, Indiana Wants Me, reaching number five on the U.S. pop charts and number three in the U.K. charts, number one in Canada, and number three in South Africa from 1970. And we start with the Elgins, Put Yourself in My Place, only reached number 92 in the United States pop charts in 1966, but a respectable number 13 on the U.K. charts in 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, we just heard from Michael Jackson. Let's hear him as part of the Jackson 5 and the song coming up, Never Can Say Goodbye. Well, Never Can Say Goodbye was a song written by Clifton Davis, and it was originally recorded by the Jackson 5 in June of 1970 and released on March 16, 1971. The recording features 12-year-old Michael Jackson singing a serious song about a love with accompaniment from his brothers. Although such a record was unusual for a teenage group, Never Can Say Goodbye was a number 2 hit for 3 consecutive weeks on the Billboard Pop Singles charts. A second major version of the song was re-imaged as a disco record by Gloria Gaynor in 1974, and that version reached number 9 in the U.S. pop charts and went to number 34 in the soul singles charts. Well, here is the first version with Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye, right here on Motown Memories.
Never can say goodbye. No, 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 no. Never can say goodbye. Even though the pain and heartache seems to follow me wherever I go, though I tried to hide my feelings, they always seem to show. Then you try to say you're leaving me, and I always have to say no.
Bye.
Eddie Kendricks with Son of Sagittarius, and that reached number 28 in the pop charts in the United States of 1974. And we started with the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye, number 2 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, here is another man from Motown, Smokey Robinson, and Let Me Be the Clock, right here on Motown Memories.
First time.
Rare Earth with What I'd Say, and they reached number 61 in the pop charts in the United States from 1972. We started with Smokey Robinson, Let Me Be the Clock, number 31 in the pop charts from 1980. Well, this hour, we feature the Men of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.